Testing, testing. Let's see, are we connected? Well, if you're in, well, it looks like we are connected. Connected for audio. Hey, all right, maybe we've got the audio here. Let's see, done. Let's double check. Doing a sound check. Welcome to the Cave 2.0 with your DIY animator. Animatrix. Calls. Okay. Looks like we are on. Let's see, the call went out. Oh, I got 40 loves. What do you know? Hey, Friday kind of guy. How you doing, man? How's your week? Hey, Friday. Say hello when you're on. Say hello when you're on. Been a bit. Well, it's been like, what, a week? A week's going a-okay. I put out some stuff last Sunday. I think I put it out pretty early in the morning, so you probably weren't even awake when I put that out. So a lot's happened this week. A lot has happened this week. Whew. So I have a job. Well, a job. I say a job. I'm an art instructor. I'm going to be instructing art. Had the distinct pleasure of letting people know that I'm going to be teaching art without any formal training. Those who know me. Sabrina's parents, we talked to them earlier. And they said, how did you get the job? How'd you get an interview? Well, I applied for it. And then they asked me for examples of my artwork. They saw my artwork and they said, sure, come on in. They wanted to see me do it in person. No sweat. I did. I went in. I did it in person. And yeah, so I went to two locations. One is Pleasanton, California. And it's a franchise, so each one has their own business, so they do things a little bit differently. One, of course, has a few more kids that I might be around, and they, of course, want to do due diligence, check my background, and make sure I'm not like a crazy live caster on CastBox or anything like that. And the other one is in Oakland, and she's pretty easygoing. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. I'm allowed to shamelessly self-promote, so I've got business cards coming in. I'll be handing those out. And so I can officially say, my friends, Friday, I can officially say at 46, I have officially, well, it'll be official after I teach my first class, right? But I'm the door is open. I have gone from ops and logistics, where I started truck driving in 1999, then became a fleet manager and a dispatcher on weekends, and did all this stuff, worked out in the oil field, had all kinds of different jobs, ran a cell phone store, I sold T-Mobile, Singular, AT&T, I've run warehouses, I've run docks for boat rentals, party barges and houseboats, I've sold shoes, I've sold books, I've sold cars, I've, man, I have done a lot of things. And all that was me just making a buck, taking care of my obligations, was good at it, didn't love it. And now my kids see it. They see that I went for what I love, what I'm good at and can't get enough of. And now they know they can do it. Can't anybody tell them differently? Oh, thanks, Friday. Yeah, it made me happy, too. I'd have to say I was quite aroused by the fact. Yeah, I was. Last night, I went to a Marine Corps ball. First time I went to a Marine Corps ball since active duty, and I got out of the service in 1995. That's an interesting story for some other day when it won't depress me. But, yeah, I went to Marine Corps ball. That was fun. I posted a video on Facebook, and I think I put it on Instagram. It's a little 2-minute, 30-second video. It's pretty fun. I didn't know Sabrina was filming. She was supposed to be taking photos of me and Lance Corporal Hester. Instead, she was filming. She filmed us go from Marines bearing, you know, for your photo, like it looks like I'm going to eat nails and spit out bullets, right? To dancing all goofy, like to disco music. So our demeanor and bearing totally disintegrated. It was a beauty to behold and capture on film and put on a little loop for everybody. Why not? Friday, I had always felt when I was young that it was my duty to serve. I think it would do everybody a little bit of good to either go into civil service or do maybe 2 years of military service. Everyone should be in a position of voluntarily giving up all rights and be owned by somebody for a couple of years to really put things into perspective. That's all I'm saying. And I don't know about you. I don't know if any of y'all served. Thank you for y'all's service out there. Really, for me, it was giving you a way of saying I had no other options of getting college. I had procrastinated, even though I was intelligent, I had procrastinated my way through passing grades of B pluses and A minuses, and that isn't going to get you a scholarship to even the local public college. So I went to the scholarship of dodging bullets, man. I was dodging bullets. Yes. Oh, what's ready?
Salad.
Salad. Ooh, yeah. I'm doing a live cast right now. And say hi, Sabrina.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, Friday's on. He said congrats. He's all super happy. And I like Friday. He's cool.
Yeah.
One of these days, we're going to have to, like, shake hands or hug. I don't know what, like, is okay with you. You know, in 2010, the first time I went to Burning Man, I didn't know what I was doing. We just packed everything up in a pickup truck and drove. Had no idea what we were getting into at all from New Mexico. And at Fernley, one of the last big spots where you could eat before you could get on to in line to go get on the playa, the Black Rock Playa, there was a guy and a lady in an RV, and they looked at my vehicle and they said, "Oh, so you're going to Burning Man?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Is this your first time?" I said, yeah, we're tenting it. Because if it's your first time, you have to tent it. And then he looked at me real serious, and he says, "Okay, don't freak out right now. I'm going to do something." And I didn't even have time to react. He just raised his arms and came at me, and I backed up against my truck. I was like, "Oh, no," thinking in my mind, "What's he doing right now? I'm in a kilt. You know, is this what happens if I wear a kilt? I'm going to get molested." Instead, he just hugged me. And I immediately relaxed and went, "Oh, cool, man. Why didn't you just say that at the beginning? You didn't have to, like, get me all wound up with, like, don't freak out, man, and come at me with your arms raised like Frankenstein or something." Yeah, it was interesting. Yeah, my first burn sucked. Actually, all my burns sucked because it sucks to look in the mirror. What do I mean? I mean, there's a concept called social cognition in sociology, which means that we gain a view or a perspective on ourselves in our interactions with people around us. In effect, they're acting as a mirror, right? And it's tough to look at that mirror, especially if you really want to not be the idiot to see what you see and ignore it, because then you deserve whatever happens to you, right? That's the way I looked at it. It was tough. Little did I know that wearing a kilt that I'd gotten for Father's Day was like standard wear for the volunteer rangers, which were kind of like a volunteer authority there. So, like, there I am at Burning Man. My well-laid-out camp and shade structure that I'd spent 2 weeks building and designing was shredded by the winds inside of 1 hour of sunrise, right? When DPW rolled by going, "Yeah, great tent, man." They weren't saying, like, "Great tent, man." They were saying, like, "Oh, great tent, man. Good luck with that." I had no idea. So by Wednesday, every camp that I walked into would get quiet when I walked in. People kept asking me where things were. I've never been to Burning Man before. I had no idea where anything was. Why are you asking me? I have no idea. This is my first time, right? I'd always heard when you pulled up, I watched all these videos before I went to Burning Man, that when you pulled up, you know, they had you ring a gong and they hugged you and said, welcome home. And I thought, that's cool. And they let me through the gate and didn't like say, welcome home or give me a hug. And I stopped and I went, where's my welcome home? Right? You owe me a hug. And what I didn't know is that I was wearing a kilt, and that is the uniform of Rangers. And everyone, when I walked into their camp, was thinking, what's he doing here? What's he looking for? Who sent him? But not saying it, right? Because they figured I'm wearing a kilt. I know who I am. I'm a Ranger, right? No clue. After I found out everyone thought I was a Ranger, I just changed my outfit a bit. And yeah, everybody kind of like relaxed after that, including me. That's a huge metaphor for life. We go into things with expectations. We go in with beliefs and ideas. And then it's not that it doesn't fit our expectations and ideas necessarily. For me, the last thing I wanted to do when I wanted to have an epiphany was to like it just be a mirror. Me looking at my face going, what are you holding a mirror for? No, I'm here to be enlightened. Where is my guru? Where is my, I want to be discipled, damn it. Where is John the Baptist? Oh, yeah, I know he's playing at 9 at fence line. Yeah, okay. No, I mean, really. It's hard to accept the things we see about ourselves, especially when there's no denying what you're experiencing. So I went to Burning Man to learn lessons. Not because it was actually enjoyable, but I did enjoy not being as... Well, I enjoy not being... Yobi, your stories kill me! Willie, where's the cat? Do a little furball. Alf. A little Alf reference. Sorry. Thank you for that, Friday. I needed to give a little Alf reference. Yeah. It was interesting, though. I did learn that first 2 years, nobody gave me anything because everyone thought I was a cop. They were convinced of it. But how you could tell a cop out there is when they come into your camp and it's like, you know, this really hot girl who's somehow into you, or this couple that's really cute and they're like hinting that they want to go to the orgy dome with you, but they're oddly clean and well put together for a Wednesday, right? When did they just arrive, or are they just really that good at being clean and immaculate? And they don't ask for like, hey man, you got smoke. They go, hey, you know where I can get some marijuana? That's usually your first hint that may not be a party animal in front of you. No, nay, it may not be. Why, no, I don't know where to. I actually, there was a guy the second year spooking around camp, right? He was spooking around the edges of camp. It was Tuesday morning. And he's like kind of asking, like making people feel awkward, and they're coming to tell me about it. And I see him at the edge of camp, and he's like trying to find out where to get some really killer weed. He's got some weed, but he wants some killer weed. So I'm there. I'm Big Papa Bear. I'm Yobi Bear. I'm going to go protect my camp, right? So I go up to the edge. I go, hey, got my arms folded. Hey man, whatever you're pushing, we don't want. We don't got what you're looking for. You'd go somewhere else. He goes, what? I said, dude, seriously, you know, I got 9 virgins in this camp. You've never been to Burning Man. And look, we don't have any weed. We don't want any of your stuff. And he looked at me crazy, like, and it caught my eye because he was looking at me so crazy. And he took off his hat and he goes, Yobi, it's me. I was like, oh my God. It was the dude who was the last one to come to our camp, but I'd only seen his picture on Facebook and online. I had no idea what he looked like in person. He was spooking around the edge of the camp. He just arrived while I was asleep. And he was like, oh man, that's sweet. You're totally trying to protect everybody from me. But no, it's me, man. Sorry, dude. Whoa. Whew. There's a funny story, huh? Yeah. So let me give you a rundown of the week. Okay. So since last week, like I said, I've got the art instructor job. I put out 2 episodes of the DIY animator, like an actual video, 10-minute instructional video. I think I felt a little bit like Bob Ross was standing behind me going, "Do you really just want to take that brush and beat the devil out of it, don't you?" I said, "Yes, yes, Bob, I did." But I didn't say that on the video. It was nice and calm. I had a nice animated entrance. My first character ever, cartoon character, was Wolfie. And that was the first DIY animator episode. You can find it on Instagram TV. And it's called Starting is Hard. Starting is hard to do. Easy. Where I talk about the primer that I put on the canvas, 30 by 40 inch canvas that I made out of four or five layers of oak wood. And I put the duck cloth, navy blue duck cloth, in it. I went and got it at Joann's. I got 3 yards of it, cut it up, put it on the board for the big painting that I'm doing. Beforehand, I wanted to do a test strip, and I wanted to check out this ColorFix clear super tooth primer, right? And so I did a test about if you can do a thick application, a medium, and a light application, or no application at all, or what it would do. Because apparently this primer, you can put it on wood, you can put it on glass, you can put it on metal, you could put it on a mannequin, I guess a dead shaved possum, if you had to. Wouldn't last long, but it would make a surface that has tooth, and it would take any kind of acrylic or oil, layers of it. You could layer and blend, and it'll hold up to about 130 pounds worth of weight. So I did that, reviewed that, put it out there, and just put out the second episode, which is prep. So I talk about the Deco Pro, these jumbo Mungyo semi-jumbo oil pastels that I've got. Love them. They're big. I know. It's not the size that matters. It's if you use them, because for years I'd buy art supplies and they would just like, I would just show them off and then not know exactly how to use them. Thank God I figured out how to use them. And then I got this other board. Yes, Sabrina.
Would you have availability to drop us at the art station?
Sure. Yes, yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
You're getting ready.
I'll carry him on one shoulder and you on the other. Probably, I could make it to the sidewalk, but then somebody's collapsing, we're going to go down. I'm telling you. Oh, well, I'm not leaving just yet, Friday. I'm leaving soon. But, yeah, they're still getting ready. You don't understand. This is my Sabrina and my Judah. And typically, it's at least an hour from go.
Judah's almost ready.
Yeah, they've been getting ready for a while, but. Typically from go, it's 2 hours till we're gone. Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, when you've met your partner and it's actually like your partner in life, and you know, it will make sense. This makes sense for us. It will make sense for you. Trust me. Well, don't trust me. Trust yourself, please. Trust yourself on that one. I don't want you to hook up with somebody and listen. What was it? What was Pee Wee Herman's big adventure? Tell him Large Marge sent ya. Yeah, I don't want you saying, Yobi said I should hook up with you. No, trust your heart. Trust your heart. If you follow my advice, you're gonna. She may be beautiful, but she will be like a wrinkled prune in her soul or something horrible. So please trust yourself. Don't go by my advice. I'm the last one to listen to. I've already gone through two marriages. Hey, I married a lesbian. Not everybody gets to say that. I didn't even know I was a lesbian. She didn't even know. Yay! When I said Burning Man changes lives, I wasn't kidding. See, that illustrates right there perfectly how my life is. I look for the cliche. The cliche. Because cliches are true, right? They're funny because they're true. People actually love cliches, but when the cliche quotient is like really high, like if I'm in a situation and I think if the most cliche crazy thing that could happen is something I really don't want to experience, I probably ought to beat feet out of there because it's probably going to happen if I don't get the hell out of there or I wouldn't be noticing it. That's cliche. It's my warning sign of life. That's life going, hey, buddy, maybe you're in the wrong dark alley right now. That butt puckering, that's a warning sign. It's telling you what's going to happen in the future if you don't turn around and go into the sunlight right now. Yes, life. Yes, I think I'll do that. So, may everybody live so long that they notice things like that. Okay, so what I did find out when I was doing animation, and I did get quite a bit of reanimation done at the beginning of the second episode, you'll see part of the scene where Red is going descending into the cave, right? I don't have enough time and hours in the day to be able to make a whole brand new animation just yet, but I hook it up into my Android and gets a nice little flow. I know why you have, if you get that tablet to draw on, why they give you that funky glove that looks like, you know, the three fingers you'll hold your stylus with are missing, and it looks weird, and there's no instructions. It's just like assumed you know what to do with this weird, like, mutant Michael Jackson thing going on in your hand. I'm missing one. Okay. No, whoa, I can't. I used to be able to do Michael Jackson perfectly. Never mind. I used to be able to do Mickey Mouse. Hey, Pluto. Yeah, see, it just isn't working. I'm sorry about that. And that apology is more for me. That's sad. If I didn't smoke, I'd probably do a perfect Mickey and Goofy. Hey, Mickey. Oh, my God. How's that? I got Alf, Pee-wee, Mickey, Goofy, and Donald. One episode. Huh? Huh? Now, for the prize. Who can name the voice talent who did those voices in the next 5 minutes? If you give me a call, I will do a special postcard, hand-drawn postcard for you, and mail it to you. Okay? An original piece of artwork for whoever calls within the next 5 minutes to tell me who the voice talent was without looking up at Google or Bing, just knowing. Or you can run conversely to your actual library of books and pull a book out and look it up. That's acceptable. No Google, no Bing. I say that. I won't know, right? Honor system. Okay, how many more minutes have we got? 4 minutes. So we're always taking calls. Oh, my phone rings. Who is this? Back Bay Energy. Hello, you're live.
Hello, you're live.
Who's this? You know, that was awesome because I have said that many, many times in the last many years. Another one is when I answer the phone, I go, yellow is the color we paint with. And it's surprising how many people just click. Like, I have to call them back and go, dude, man, that's me. You don't know my voice? Come on. I do kind of put my number out there. Anyway, point is you will find there is a nice flow that you can get with Flip-A-Clip. It's still laborious. Don't get me wrong. It's laborious enough that I've started watching the tutoring videos for Harmony, Toon Boom's Harmony. It's actually an app that you can download. It has a whole bunch of lessons, but it's like Harmony 12. Still, most of it is pretty similar. You're going to answer your phone like that for telemarketers. Friday, let me tell you, there is no end of joy when you just play along. Be that person. Who says you have to say, no, you've got the wrong number? Then spice up their life. Make it enjoyable, you know? It's not your problem if they don't have fun, right? I mean, they're in a call center all day and all night. Recently with T-Mobile, last spring, I had a problem with their A6. I had to go through 5 phones before I got one that was... It sucks. Don't get the A6. The Samsung A6 is... Don't ever get it. But every time I called in and I got my son and Sabrina to listen to, the voice was the same. Different names. Little Filipinas, right? But the same voice, the same laugh, the same reaction, because I tested it. And we had this whole debate on whether it was an AI, right? A bot. Because one time I said, you know, I'm kind of wondering if you're a real person or an artificially intelligent call bot. She goes, what? And I said, well, for one thing, there's no call center noises in the background. And she talked it off. And then the next time I called, there were call center sounds in the background. Odd. I even with my son, I was like, I'm telling you, my son notices it too. Same voice. Esther, you sound like Jody. Jody, you sound like Lillian. And y'all are all Filipino, so I know that isn't your real name. But I digress. Such is life. 5 minutes is almost up. Almost done with the artwork. Oh, I guess that was you Friday, huh? Is that you who called? I can't get a artwork to anybody. I don't know who called. And you didn't give an answer. Whoever called just hung up. Don't be shy. I mean, I know you have to like deal with all of this right here, right? I know that can be intimidating, but trust me. I'm not anywhere you couldn't be without just like downloading the app and hitting record. It's actually that easy. So, I don't know how I'm going to film painting this large scale thing. Should I do like exposure over time? Perhaps I should just do, I don't know. Would Bob Ross be more enjoyable if he did stand-up slapstick while he did it, other than just beat the devil at it? Which kind of hinted at something a little weird, but who knows? I didn't know him personally. He's still my hero. Or was. Now he's just food for... Never mind. I'm not going to go down that road. That's depressing. Did have a nice, lively debate with a good... I like to think growing friendship with somebody who is a devout Christian. I was a devout Christian. I think of myself more like I gave up Christianity and started exploring what true love is, what it means to really love, right? Can you love anybody and look in the mirror and not love what you see in the mirror? Really? And I don't mean like, oh, hey, man, you are a killer for the ladies tonight, right? Oh, yeah. You know, lick your pinky and wipe down your eyebrow. Are we ready to go?
We are ready.
We are ready. All right, y'all. I'm going to take a hiatus till I come back and start the artwork again. It was good to see a Friday kind of guy. Sabrina hasn't even heard your voice. If anybody can figure out how I can take these replays and upload them to the actual channel instead of having to put a comment there saying go to the replays, that would be great. And I'll probably message CastBox, because that would probably be a good option to have. Yeah? Yeah? Are we all in agreement? All right. Well, till later on tonight, this is your DIY animator signing out. I'm going to take my yum. Yes, she's my yummy. That's because she's the yummiest yum I've ever known. Yes, I've said it nationally on a live broadcast now.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh. Maybe we ought to cut that out. They could be like guessing at things. All right. Bye, my dude. I love that. Bye, my dude. Yeah. Later. Cowabunga, man.
Bye.
Yeah. Wait till you see how cute yum it really is. Right? Wait till you see where we go with this. All right. Talk to you later, bud. Bye, y'all.
Uh-huh. 6:20.